This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
If you're looking for a wonderful book to read, I think everybody loves sports movies. There's something about a sports movie that really grabs people, makes them sit down, watch, they laugh, they cry, they do whatever they do. But there is a book out that you're going to have to read. I recommend this book. It's called The Ultimate Book of Sports Movies, featuring the 100 greatest sports films of all time. And one of the co-authors, Ray Dittinger, joins us. And now Ray is an award-winning sports writer and author, a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a writer, and he's won 5 Emmy Awards as a senior producer for NFL films. Ray, tell me where this idea came. I mean, it's an easy idea, but it's one that you all obviously thought was book-worthy.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. I mean, my co-author, Glenn Macnell, and I have done a radio show in Philadelphia together for years. And it's your classic sports talk show. And we talked about all the Philadelphia teams, and we talked about sports. But every so often, the subject of a sports movie would come up. And what we found was every time that happened, every time we began talking about a sports movie, the switchboard just exploded. And people just called in and would want to talk about what their favorite sports movie was. And then somebody would call in and say, that movie wasn't any good, this was much better. And then somebody would call in with another movie. And this happened so often that, Glenn one day said to me, I think there's a book here. This is a subject people just love talking about. They have very strong opinions about. And, why don't we think about doing that? So we sat down one day and we just said, if we can come up with 100 what we consider good sports movies, that will be the foundation of the book. So we did, and we found out, much to our surprise, not only were there 100, there were more than 100. There were some that we couldn't get in the book, and then we just set out to write the book, and I'll tell you, we just had a ball. It was so much fun.
What is it that makes people so passionate about sports movies, do you think?
I kind of think everybody relates to sports in a way they don't relate to other things because everybody played it. The thing is, we all go to see, we all go to see movies about policemen. We all go to see movies about doctors and soldiers. But for the most part, we never lived that. I mean, there aren't that many of us that were ever in an operating room. There aren't that many of us that were ever in a foxhole. There aren't that many of us that ever rode in a police car or walked a beat. So, that's kind of stuff. I mean, we watch those movies and we were entertained by them, but I don't think we relate to them on a level that we can really understand what's going on, what the character's going through. But, we all played football, we all played baseball, we all played basketball. So all of us kind of walked in the hero's shoes at some time. I think when there's that moment in The Natural when Roy Hobbs steps into the batter's box and digs in and taps his Wonder Boy on the plate, it's the ninth inning and the pennant is at stake. If we weren't ever there as boys, we sure dreamed that we were. And I think as a result, that just touches you in a place that other movies don't. And, I think that's the beauty of the sports movie, that's the appeal of the sports movie, but that's also the challenge of it, because the filmmaker has to understand that the people that are watching, they kind of have been in that spot, they kind of know what's real and what's not real. So you have to be authentic, you have to pay attention to details, but when you get it right, people just love it.
Yeah, that's where I was going to next, because most people did play sports. They know what's right and what's wrong when you see a sports movie. I know as a pilot, when I watch flying movies, I've laughed sometimes when I've seen a pilot do something in a cockpit sequence that I know is just absolutely wrong. And so that could be the boon and the bane of a sports movie, could it not, Ray?
Oh, I think so. I definitely think so. What you just said, I relate to because my father flew B-24 bombers during the Second World War. So whenever I would watch, World War II Air Force movie with him, my dad would be sitting there and saying, "Oh, they would never do that. That switch wasn't on the panel. You didn't read your compass that way." I mean, so he was always finding fault. And I know what you're saying, but that led to one of the more interesting revelations in doing the interviews for the book. Because one of the things that Glenn and I did for this book was we went out and spent more than a year working on it. So we actually interviewed a lot of coaches and players and people who are really involved in sports and asked them what their favorite sports movie was, just to try and get the opinions of people that really are there and live this life. What movies did you like? What movies moved you? What movies that felt authentic to you? And what we kind of found, it surprised us, but what we kind of found was that to a large degree, the athletes we talked to picked movies outside of their sport. They picked movies, you know, Jimmy Rollins picked Blue Chips, the basketball movie. Ryan Howard picked Glory Road, the movie about the UTEP basketball team. Tom Coughlin picked The Natural. It happened over and over again. Eli Manning picked Caddyshack. I mean, this happened over and over again. And finally, one day I asked Cole Hamels, I asked his favorite sports movie, and he had immediately said, oh, Seabiscuit. And this had happened so many times, I said, you know, this is really funny. I keep asking you guys your favorite movies, and nobody picks the movie from their sport. And what Hamels said, and I, when he said it, I understood. He said, because we're too critical of the movies about our sport. He said when I watch The Rookie, when I watch The Natural, when I watch Field of Dreams, I'm looking at the stances, I'm looking at the grip on the ball, I'm looking at the pitch selection and the signals from the catcher, and I'm saying, oh, that's not the way it goes. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that. He said, so I think we're hypercritical about the movies about our sports, but, you know, if I go to see Seabiscuit or somebody goes to see a movie about football, we just sit back and enjoy it the way the audience does, which I hadn't really thought about it that way, but it kind of makes sense.
What about the challenge of finding the top 100, and what criteria did you use in picking 1 through 100?
The criteria was really what appealed to us. I mean, it's a real personal book with us. We were influenced to some degree by what other people told us. We have some young interns working at the radio station who have slightly different movie tastes than we do. So we asked them to weigh in on this. Neither Glenn or I are big Adam Sandler fans necessarily, but we understand there's a real appeal there with younger audiences. So we asked a lot of the younger interns which sports movies, the recent ones, they really liked. So we kind of took that into consideration. As I said, the opinions that we got from real athletes and real coaches, that counted a lot. What movies they liked, what movies did they remember, what movies did they relate to. But ultimately what it came down to, it was our movies. This was our list. And, you know, we just had, our criteria was very simple. We said this has to be, number one, it has to be a really good story, whether it's based on a real person or a fictional hero. It has to be a real story that makes sense. It has to have a hero in it that you care about. It has to have, I don't want to say villain necessarily, but it has to have that person on the other side or that team on the other side that seems like it's invincible. And that ultimately comes down to the challenge of the hero facing his fears and facing this person or this team with everyone telling him you can't do it, but he goes out and does it anyway. And then you have to have credible sports action. I mean, the action on the screen has to look and sound real. And then it has to have that moment, that moment that makes you either jump out of your seat or get goose pimples, or both, preferably. If it had all of those things, it kind of made our list. And it was surprising because originally I thought, 100 movies seems like a lot. I don't know if we're going to get to 100. And we actually found out in the end that we had more than 100. We had to leave a couple movies off that were actually pretty good movies, but we just couldn't find room for them.
Ray, I'm interested in the answer to this question. Generally speaking, with everybody you talk to and then among the people that you considered in asking them for their opinions, what did they say as far as what they found to be the sport that presented the best movie when it comes to sports?
It seemed to be a lot of people... I think a lot of people seem to keep going back to boxing movies.
Yeah, that's what I think is the best. Boxing lends itself to the best movies.
It really does, Ron, which is kind of interesting in the sense that the sport is all but dead in this country. The golden era of boxing has long since passed in this country. And yet studios keep making movies about it. People keep going to see movies about it, and they're good. The most honored sports movies that have ever been made have been made about boxing. I mean, the most honored sports movie is clearly Million Dollar Baby. I mean, it won for Best Picture. It won for Best Director, Clint Eastwood. It won for Best Actress, Hilary Swank. And it won for Best Supporting Actor, Morgan Freeman. I mean, that movie walked away with 4 of the top awards. Of course, Raging Bull, Robert De Niro, won for Best Actor. Rocky won for Best Picture. So, I mean, most of the hardware that Hollywood has awarded to sports movies has gone to boxing movies. And I just think there's something about the atmosphere of the sport. You don't have to worry about teams. It's just about one guy. So the storyline is very focused. The action is pretty easy to film because it doesn't sort of sprawl all over a field like football or baseball. It's in that little confined space. And there's just that whole sort of unscripted, uncontrollable atmosphere of boxing where people just make up their own rules as they go along, and anything can happen. So you can't ever write a storyline about a boxer that somebody would say, well, that would never happen, because it all has. I mean, just the story of Rocky, which I think is really sort of the classic, maybe the best sports movie ever made, I mean, that's a story that could only happen in boxing, that the heavyweight champion of the world just picks this guy off the street to defend his title against. I mean, that doesn't happen in football. I mean, the New England Patriots don't get to the end of the season and say, you know what, to defend our championship, we want to play the Detroit Lions. They, you know, they don't have that opportunity. You know, in Wimbledon, people play their way to the finals. It's all structured. It's all organized. In boxing, there's no organization. So a guy like Apollo Creed can just decide, I'm going to fight this guy. And that's how you get Rocky. So boxing opens the door to those kinds of possibilities that other sports don't.
Yeah, and I think it also lends itself to rags to riches type of stories as well. I might point out to people that the number one movie in this book is indeed Rocky. I'll let the cat out of the bag. But one of the things that we'll talk about in the next segment that Ray and his co-author have done is that they've broken these movies down with a lot of different characters and categories that I find really fascinating, and I think you will as well. It's like some of the goofs that were made in the movies, some of the best lines that came out of the movies, that sort of thing. And so we will talk to him about it. The name of the book is The Ultimate Book of Sports Movies, featuring the 100 Greatest Sports Movies of All Time. Co-author Ray Dittinger is with us as we continue on Sports Byline.